be done. Since the Commonwealth currently covers about one-third of the world's population, that provides it with a genuine opportunity for influence, but only if mechanisms can be identified so that this potential influence can indeed be wielded effectively over such a diverse block of countries. Whether or not that will happen remains to be seen.
Tonight's essay in the series Commonwealth Questions was presented by Farah Ghuznavi from Bangladesh. Tomorrow, in the final programme of the week, Tolu Ugunlesi explores the Commonwealth from Lagos, Nigeria. The essay is now available as a free download. For details, just go to the BBC Radio 3 website and follow the link to podcasts.
Saturday Classics discovers American gems.
I'm Joyce DiDonato. I'd love to share with you some American music which falls into the less well-known category. We've got symphonies, concertos, string quartets, instrumental sonatas, and songs by some really great American composers. And alongside these unsung greats, I've sneaked in a few of my favorites from the Great American Songbook, because I can't resist.
Saturday Classics with Joyce DiDonato's American Gems. This week at 2 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3.
This Thursday night at 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3, it's time now for Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nessert.
Thanks, John. Starting off tonight's vocoder special, here's Black Sabbath. Thank you. Desert blues through, well, not technically a vocoder, but heavily auto-tuned. That was Taultine by Madhu Mokhtar. Before that, Black Sabbath with Planet Caravan. Well, the vocoder has been used prolifically in music. It was first used by the military during World War II as a way of encoding speech. All the important phone calls between Roosevelt and Churchill, for example, happened through this encryption system. but now, of course, is used in a musical context. And we have a large amount of suggestions of tracks for today, both on Twitter using the hashtag Late Junction and on late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Here's a mix of some of the suggestions. See if you can hear who they're by. Intergalactic planetary, intergalactic. Peace and joy. Oh, yes. Endless hours catalyze. I spend them waiting for the time when suddenly you'll be back home again. Heard Beastie Boys, Beck, Georgie Moroder, Kraftwerk, Herbie Hancock, Mike Oldfield, Tobacco, and New Order, expertly mixed by our producer James Parkin. Our friends at Freakier Zone on Six Music got in touch and suggested I play Gary Schneider's version of the 1968 pop hit Green Tambourine. Gary Schneider was a lounge organist and entertainer from the Midwest. Here he is.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor boy build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine, reflections of a music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Watch the jingle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Listen while I play my green tambourine.
Well, John. on the ground before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money beats my music machine. Ooh, listen while I play my green tambourine. Ooh, listen while I play my green tambourine. Listen to my tambourine. Listen to my tambourine. Money beats my music machine. Listen while I play my green tambourine. Listen while I play my green tambourine. Listen while I play.
Where have you been? The skipping rods folded on the board, liking pages you skippy. Intelligent net bombarded. Funny face up for grabs. Dependent on parasites hides and all the king's horses arriving. Of them shops have been broken. Narrow-minded equilibrium supplying drugs for the status quo oracle. The Battle of Tripoli staged.
Being autistic.
Painters of happiness, founders of the formulas, supporters of worthy and knowledge, who invited these troops to play.
Living a good life, economic measures, who staged the play.
Ben David from her forthcoming album featuring some electronic voice synthesis appropriate for tonight's theme. James McKeown has pointed out on Twitter that the first track of the programme, Black Caravan, is actually Aussie through Leslie Speaker. Thanks for that. Still a great track though. Let's call it Voice Alteration instead. We have, though, Neil Young through a vocoder coming up. But first, here is Fire Orchestra, a 28-piece Swedish jazz orchestra conducted by saxophonist Mats Gustafsson. ¶¶ Neil Young through a vocoder from his underrated, I'd say, album Trans. You're listening to me, Anna Hilda Nesset, on Late Junction. Remember, you can go to the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website for details of everything I'm playing, or to, of course, to listen again. Starting next Monday, Radio 3 will be helping to celebrate the Pull Out All the Stops Organ Festival at London South Bank. You can come and watch many of your favourite Radio 3 programmes broadcasting live from our pop-up studio. One of the 15 concerts that Radio 3 will be broadcasting live from the South Bank will be an organ recital by one of the world's most celebrated players, with music by Olivia Messiaen. It's Olivia Lattery. Hans Holger Tsukai with Ode to Perfume. I like the way the words are entirely erased in that song. Well, it's barely a song. If any of you have access to YouTube, I recommend his video. Writer Dave Tompkins has written an excellent book about vocoders called How to Wreck a Nice Beach. The title stems from a mishearing of a vocoder rendered phrase, How to Recognize Speech. Essential reading for vocoder fans. This Frank Schubert song from Winterizer might sound almost alien now among all the machine voices so far tonight.
Felsengrind erlockte mich ein Irrlicht hin, wie ich einen Ausgang finde, liegt nicht schwer mir in dem Sinn, liegt nicht schwer mir in dem Sinn. Unsere Freuden, unsere Leiden, alles eine sich still, alles eine sich still. Durch des Bergstroms trockner Rinnen find ich ruhig mich hinab. Jeder Strom wird
wird's mir gefinden, jedes Leiden auch sein Grab, jede Strom wird's mir gefinden, jedes Leiden auch sein Grab.
Come on, 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 come on
Trans Am from their forthcoming album Volume X. I played a track from that album earlier this week also. You're listening to Late Junction with a vocoder theme tonight here on Radio 3. Remember to check our website if you want more information about what I'm playing tonight. Here's a human voice, Nina Simone.
Plain gold ring on his finger he wore. It was where everyone could see. He belonged to someone, but not me. On his hair was a plain gold band. Plain gold ring had a story to tell. It was one
Anthony Rother, now a house producer from Frankfurt. We heard Biomechanic. David Lynch next. This was suggested as a contribution to our vocoder theme in a tweet by Murray Hamilton. It's called Strange and Unproductive Thinking.
Thank you.
could have been a folk singer singing through a vocoder, but in fact, it was Gavin Pennycook playing the octave fiddle, a regular acoustic violin strung with purpose-built octave strings. We heard Fyvie Castle. We had a few listeners asking for Laurie Anderson. They emailed late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And I'd say this track is an essential addition to this vocoder special.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand. Completion of their appointed round.
'cause when love is gone, there's always justice. And when justice is gone, there's always force. And when force is gone, there's always mine.
What you do to me is black magic. I die every night in your arms. Boy, what you do to me is black magic. Here I am, dancing with the stars. Boy, what you do to me is black magic. I die every night in your arms. Boy, what you do to me is black magic. Here I am, dancing with the stars.
the Estonian hypnagogic pop song by Maria Minerva from her forthcoming album on the Not Not Fun label. That was Black Magic. You're listening to me, Anna Hilda Nesset. We're doing a vocoder theme tonight. On Thursday, the 27th of March at King's Place, Scottish singer Alistair Roberts will perform his album Herter Songs for the first time since its recording. It's a collaboration with poet Robin Robertson, a suite of poems and songs reciting the story of St. Kilda. Here is Exodus.
Climb no more. Too old now and too few. Our time here closing over us, while all our lives broke open like a book. Snares and fouling rods. We left our cleats and wishing stones, the graves where all our children sleep, their bodies lain among the ancient. Drowned our dogs with heavy rocks and gave them up to water's trust. Candles burned in every home. Our Bibles opened up at Exodus. We have all.
Liebe.
Iraqi traditional music by Daoud and Saleh al-Kuwaiti. Before that, we heard Alistair Roberts. Bruce Hark and Wendy Carlos were the first to use the vocoder in a musical context. Carlos also used it on the soundtrack to Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. We're not going to hear that, but I couldn't have a vocoder special without Zap.
Yeah.
More Bounds to the Ounce by Zapp. We've reached the end of tonight's vocoder special here on Late Junction. Fiona Talkington is back next week. Tune in then, and I'll be back in May. I'll leave you now with the Doctor Who theme, which is rather vocoder inflected. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Now, it's not often you get the two Brahms piano concertos in the same concert, but that's what happened in this opening concert. The concert itself from Warsaw in 2012 with Jacek Kaszpszyk conducting Symphonia Varsovia. And Nicholas Angelich is the pianist in this first piano concerto. It's a piece from 1858, which, at its first important outing, joined what's become a healthy list of masterpieces meeting with a hostile reception, the audience apparently expecting a virtuoso showpiece. Nowadays, people mostly know what to expect from Brahms' first piano concerto. It's a concerto as much symphonic as it is pianistic.